Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Men go for what they want. That's it. That's the message. That's the story. They go for what they want. They are super resourceful. They are super simple in that regards. They will not leave you wondering and questioning, and you won't be looking at your phone and hoping that they'll reach out or want to see you. They will be very, very clear, very, very consistent. The question is, are you paying attention to the signs? And you have to understand, just because they're consistent, just because they're spending time with you, does not mean that they're a good man just because they're coming for you. So if you're with it, stay tuned. Men will always tell you that they're pretty simple. There's a few things that they expect. There's a few things that they want. But one thing I can tell you that you can know for sure is that men go for what they want. It is in their nature. Men are hunters by nature. It is in their DNA. It is the way that most of them has been raised. And there's nothing wrong with it. Us as women have to be willing and ready to pay attention to the obvious signs when a man is not as interested or his efforts are lackluster. A guy who is genuinely interested in dating you will leave you with very few questions as it relates to his intentions. It's not saying that all men communicate, because a man can be very well into you, interested in you. It may not always say it, but in his words and his actions during the courtship will exemplify it. You will know if he is calling you consistently, checking in on you consistently, setting up time to see you, want to know about your day, want to be around you. He wants to take up the space to make sure that no one else has that opportunity. A lot of times when they are doing that, they genuinely are interested in you. If a man is not as interested, he's keeping his options open. He may call you at the last minute because his other plans fell through. Or it's just something to do. He may reach out to you because you're familiar, right? But there's no real effort. There's no real consistency there. It's a hit or miss. It's a man who will leave things vague, like, yeah, we'll see each other. Yeah, we'll hang out. They really have no true intentions. Now, I'm not saying this for anybody listening to feel bad about their situation. It's just so that you can be aware, so that you can move accordingly. It's important to understand that men go for what they want, and you don't have to wonder or try to pull it out of them, because they are showing you with their actions. If he stands you up, he doesn't like you. He doesn't respect you, in fact. If you're always making plans, I'm going to suggest that you step back and see if he reaches out to set up plans. And if you happen to find yourself in a situation in which you are wondering about how attractive you are, your level of desirability, if your body looks good enough for him, If you start beating up and tearing up who you are because of the way you're interpreting his lack of consistency or attention or interest, then at this point, you need to call you a code blue and abort the mission. The things that I can tell you from my experiences have been: a man would pursue, he would announce his desire and his interest, he would be consistent. Now, depending upon if he's a good man, because understand, men can pursue and hunt, but that doesn't mean that they're a good man. Just because they're consistent doesn't mean that they're good. Just because they're pursuing you does not mean that they're good. A lot of people miss that part. You need a man that is not only very, very vocal in his pursuits, as well as his actions are matching up. You need to know who he is at the core. Men that are consistent, great communicators, and solid are not hard to find. It's just that they are selective as to who they pursue. You may get one version of the man, and the next woman gets the better version. And it has nothing to do with looks. Sometimes it does. Maybe the guy's shallow. Whatever it is. Sometimes it has to do with their history or the fact that she has a certain level of standards that he respects. And maybe you've accepted less. Whatever it is, if he's not calling you, initiating calls, texting you back, calling you back, trying to see you other than at night, if he is not doing anything and you are sitting up here wondering, is he going to call you tonight, looking at your phone all day, wondering, is he going to respond to your text, and just hoping that he has the time to spend with you. You should not have to fight or compete. Men that like you, girl, when I tell you, they stay on you. They stay on you. You just have to make sure that they are worthy. Because a man, I hear this all the time, he's been consistent, he's so nice, and then all of a sudden, he's disappeared. Well, were there any opportunities for you to see how he moves under pressure? See, a person can be consistent only for so long before you start seeing other signs. You have to be observant. You have to be accountable, right? You have to be willing to walk away. You have to be willing to set standards and boundaries and communicate those boundaries as well as execute those boundaries. It's more than just the fact that he wants to be in your face, because sometimes he can be in your face because he has no other options. Sometimes he's in your face because he really likes you. But it's deeper than that. It's more than that. You have people that can't get away from their ex, and that might have been the most traumatizing relationship that they've had. Is he a good man? We don't need to be handing out good men badges to men just because they're consistent, just because they're calling. Men go for what they want, but you got to make sure that you want them. Is this a good guy? Is this dude solid? Is this somebody that's dependable? Have we been in situations or scenarios or have I experienced him in character-defining events? Has he shared stories with you? Do you know who he is? Be consistent. Be a great communicator. But also be a good man. And that is what you need to look out for. Men go for what they want, sweetheart. You don't have to worry. You don't have to ask. There's no confusion. If you're confused and you're dealing with the men, cut your losses now. If you're confused and you've been dating for a while, cut your losses. Dial that back. Men go for what they want. And sometimes you could be running the race or so used to your pattern and the way things are to where you don't even realize that you're the one that's holding the jump rope and jumping at the same time. Step back. See how he moves. Let him initiate. Don't hound. Don't complain. Be able to take things at face value because trust me, there are men out here that would love to be consistently in your life. They know how to do it. And if you find yourself that you're in a situation where, you know, Dia, I don't think he's really feeling me. You have all the information that you need. It's time to abort the mission. Someone else will appreciate the opportunity to get to know you. Trust me, there's plenty out there. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.